Massachusetts Governor-elect Charlie Baker is choosing someone he worked with in the Weld administration to lead the largest agency in the state, the Department of Health and Human Services. Baker says he's selecting Mary Lou Sutters for the post in part because of her collaborative spirit. Several groups are praising his choice, and they cite the work that Sutters has done as former state mental health commissioner and former head of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. We spoke with Sutters earlier today and started by asking her why she wants to take over an agency that's facing several challenges.
I am a public servant at heart. In many ways, I feel like my entire professional career has been preparing me for a position such as Secretary of Health and Human Services. I believe in the tremendous opportunities in the Commonwealth. I've never shied away from challenges.
Well, let's talk about some of those problems. The National Alliance on Mental Illness has, for example, said that they would like some plans from the Baker administration about how to deal with hospital emergency rooms, keeping people in who need inpatient treatment for mental illness, and also what they say is over-incarcerating folks with mental illness. Are those your priorities? And if so, how would you deal with that?
I've been announced for, about 12 hours.
And what are you going to do, Mary Lou?
What am I going to do? So, first of all, let me just say, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and as folks know that my lens has been through, obviously, understanding mental health, the issues that the Alliance for Mental Illness have raised are issues that I am very familiar with in terms of emergency room boarding, as well as individuals who are have been incarcerated in jails when what they really need is treatment. And I actually have every confidence that this administration will be looking at the full health needs, and health will be defined as both the physical and behavioral health needs in this administration.
How about increasing payments for behavioral health? Any ideas about how that might be addressed at this point?
As you know, there has been a lawsuit filed against the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from the providers around rates, and I know that this administration is committed to resolving that lawsuit. That will be one of my early initiatives also.
What's your biggest hope then, what you'd like to tackle because of the many challenges in this field in general?
As I think about Health and Human Services, and as you said, the broad scope of the organization, is that the Health and Human Services maximizes the Commonwealth's precious resources to ensure that individuals, families, and communities get the services and the supports they need to be healthy. I know that's a broad, aspirational kind of mission. Most important, of course, or as important, that we have a child welfare system in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts that we can all be proud of. For me, it's about strong leadership and providing the supports to our line workers, particularly in a place such as DCF, so that social workers can really carry out their jobs to keep kids safe. We can't solve every problem, obviously. We need to partner with hospitals, businesses, community providers to really ensure that the Commonwealth Health and Human Services are what we expect.
Mary Lou Sutters, congratulations once again, the next Secretary of Health and Human Services in Massachusetts. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.